With the gradual awareness of personal privacy and the consequences resulting from privacy intrusions, more and more people become cautious about their privacy protection. However, recently, one can have access to any person's detailed information. By inputting a person's name and his or her ID number, we will confirm whether the items match each other. If the two match, we will see the picture of its owner. We can also bind our mobile phone numbers, email accounts, and other information with the general identity numbers in the system. Under the authorization of us, any person can have access to our detailed information. Although, according to the Personal Information Inquiry Service Provider, it satisfies the current needs of our society, some people hold the opinion that the service will intrude personal privacy. As for me, I agree with the latter opinion. Firstly, as the service is based on its database connected to the internet, it is likely that hackers will have easy access to anyone's personal information at will. This concern is not an exaggeration. Even the claimed most secure Pentagon website has frequent unwanted visitors, that is, hackers. How can we trust that the service is able to protect our personal information from being exposed to hackers? Besides, as our privacies have been converted to a form of commodities, it is likely that motivated by money, employees of the service provider may sell our privacy products for their own benefits. Secondly, while the service provider boasts that it is reliable in that it will not provide personal information without due authorization of the person, we must bear in our mind that some Chinese people are excellent at making fake certificates and authorization documents. As the required procedure indicates, anyone can manage to know what he desires to know if he can procure his target's authorization and a copy of the target's ID card. As a matter of fact, it is only a technical matter for some malicious guys to obtain a copy of his target's ID card and make a fake authorization document. In sum, as the real world is teeming with malicious people driven by money and the internet smart hackers, our privacies are likely to be put at the mercy of those guys. The service provider seemingly contributes a lot to telling those malicious guys where to find our personal information. Finally, I cannot help wondering why the service provider is able to collect our personal information without our authorization. Have not our privacies been intruded?